Mac Minutes Podcast, Episode 159. Apple releases macOS Monterey 12.1, adding Apple Music Voice Plan and other features. Happy Holidays! This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Let's now go to the show. In this episode, we will discuss Apple's release of macOS Monterey 12.1, adding Apple Music Voice Plan and other significant improvements. This week, Apple released the second major update to Monterey on Monday, December 13th. macOS Monterey 12.1 brings a selection of new features, including SharePlay, Apple Music Voice Plan, Digital Legacy, new options in Memories and Photos, and some bug fixes. We will let you know about all these features. Let's start by telling you what is in macOS Monterey 12.1. We have about a half dozen we want to cover in the next few minutes. Let's start with SharePlay, which we have covered on the Mac Minutes podcast on previous episodes. They can be found at macminutes.blubrry.net. This update to SharePlay makes it possible for a group of people to watch a series and movies together on their different devices and at different locations. SharePlay works with Apple TV and Apple Music, and support for other services is expected, although third parties will be responsible for adding it. SharePlay is a new way to share synchronized experiences in FaceTime with content from the Apple TV app, Apple Music, and other supported apps. Shared controls give everyone the ability to pause, play, rewind, or fast forward. Smart Volume automatically lowers the volume of a movie, TV show, or song when you or your friends want to speak. Screen sharing lets everyone on a FaceTime call look at photos, browse the web, or help each other out. Another new feature is the Apple Music Voice Plan. Apple Music Voice Plan is a new subscription tier that gives you access to all songs, playlists, and stations in Apple Music using Siri. Just ask Siri, suggest music based on your listening history and likes or dislikes. Play It Again lets you access a list of your recently played music. It's half the price of the usual subscription to Apple at $4.99 US per month. But there are some limitations, and you'll be completely reliant on Siri to control playback. Photos has come with some improvements on macOS Monterey 12.1. Memories has been redesigned with a new interactive interface, new animation with transition styles, and multiple image collages. New memory types include additional international holidays, child-focused memories, trends over times, and improved pet memories. Next up is messages. Communication safety setting gives parents the ability to enable warnings for children when they receive or send photos that contain nudity. Safety warnings contain helpful resources for children when they receive these photos. Also related to Siri and search, expanded guidance in Siri, Spotlight, and Safari search to help children and parents stay safe online and get help with unsafe situations. The next topic is the digital legacy topic we just presented at our Alaskan Apple Users Group from an expert in the topic. As a side note, the Alaskan Apple Users Group website is akappleug.com for more information about the group. The speaker, Ms. Meg Zaltel's presentation is recorded and is available and can be obtained by contacting Mac Minutes at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. I could say it was my second presentation, and it was eye-opening and revealed myriad issues which go unseen until you are found in the situation. Apple's macOS Monterey 12.1 relates to your Apple ID. Digital Legacy allows you to designate people as legacy contacts so they can access your iCloud account and personal information in the event of your death. This is a huge improvement with, unfortunately, so many people passing away. The TV app saw an update too with macOS 12.1 Monterey. Store tab lets you browse, buy, and rent movies and TV shows all in one place. I don't know about you, but the holidays always give me a few more hours to catch up on some great TV. For Ted Lasso fans, you definitely want to check out the holiday feature just released on Apple TV+. Let's now move on to some enhancements and bug fixes for your Mac. Let's cover the improvements first. Hide My Email is available in the Mac app for iCloud Plus subscribers to create unique random email addresses. Stocks allows you to view the currency for a ticker and see year-to-date performance when viewing charts. Reminders and notes now allow you to delete or rename tags. Let's now talk about the bug fixes for your Mac. Here are some of the bug fixes that have been fixed. Desktop and screensaver may appear blank after selecting photos from the photos library. Trackpad could become unresponsive to taps or clicks. External displays may not charge some MacBook Pro and MacBook Air computers when connected using Thunderbolt or USB-C. HDR video playback on YouTube.com could cause 2021 MacBook Pro computers to malfunction. Menu bar extras may be obscured by camera housing on 2021 MacBook Pro computers. And lastly, MagSafe may stop charging on 2021 16-inch MacBook Pro computers when lid is closed and system is shut down. That covers the macOS Monterey update. The Mac Minutes podcast will continue to put out episodes throughout the holidays. I've got a beast grip iPhone video device to take my videography to the next level and have been experimenting. Hopefully with some time off and Apple taking a break, I'll be able to put on a show about my adventures. I wish all Mac Minutes podcast listeners a happy holiday season. If you want to reach me, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. Go to Twitter at @minutes_mac or on Facebook. If you are listening to the podcast on iTunes, please leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes host webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net, and we have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we are online, we are on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, and a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes podcast group, available on Facebook. You can provide input, special events, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. I also share articles from other knowledgeable tech journalists that I believe are informative. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. So have a great week with your friends and family. We will talk to you again on the Mac Minutes podcast. Happy holidays.